The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to this here in California this morning meditation and beginning of the week. And as a way of contextualizing today's meditation and this week's meditation overall, the teachings, I'd like to suggest that the idea in Buddhist practice as a whole, but in including meditation practice, is... I see someone wants to turn on the captions for the hearing impaired. I don't know how that's done. I can look into it, but I believe that that's something that the user needs to do somehow, rather than the broadcaster. So you might want to look around and see in your settings. But I'll look into it, and if there's anything we can do on our side. And so in So, can I start over again? The word whole, the concept of being whole, is I believe central to this whole Buddhist endeavor. That it's about our Buddhist practice is about our whole life, and it's about the whole of who we are. And the Buddhist meditation also is bringing all of who we are. All is included, not all at once, which would be chaotic, but the spirit of it, or the approach of attention, of awareness, it's cultivating an awareness which is expansive enough that nothing is considered, outside of the whole. And so when we sit today, is there some way to not be confused by all the different things that are going on, but to sit peacefully, easefully, with an awareness which is inclusive, or we know it's inclusive of all of who we are, including what we don't know about, including what we're is offline or unconscious or we haven't discovered yet. So to assume a meditation posture, and I like to think of the posture as involving all of our body, that every part of our body is somehow positioned in a manner that supports awareness, attention, kind of a waking up to the whole. So if you're sitting in a chair or on a couch, kind of in an ordinary way, to have both feet firmly planted on the floor, not one leg crossed over the other and then dangling in the air. So there's a kind of a grounding of attention, of presence, with each foot. And if you're using a backrest, to be a little bit careful you're not over-relying on it. Of course, sometimes we have to rely on it, but not over-relying on it, so that part of your torso goes offline. Like you don't have to think about it. I know that there are people have back pain. I've had very bad back pain at times, and you have to use a backrest or lay down or something. But to still position yourself in a meditation posture that seems to somehow or other take into account the whole of your body. So the whole of your body is present. Adjusting your hands. So the position of the hands is one that supports being here, now, fully. And generally, the idea of closing your eyes in meditation is meant to do so not to necessarily shut out sight. Some people meditate with their eyes open, but to make it easier to open the inside awareness, the embodied awareness of being in a body, to let that become more fully part of your experience. Eyes open tend to take the attention out of ourselves into the world around us. And here we want to go inside of ourselves so we can expand the embodied awareness to be undistracted from the whole here of our personal experience. Another way of expanding into the whole is to gently, without doing too much, taking some fuller breaths. So the expansion of the belly and the rib cage encourages a spread of awareness, an awakening of sensations more fully in the body, in the torso. And as you exhale more longer than usual, relaxed, long exhale to relax the body. And then to let the breathing return to normal. Letting breathing breathe itself. And for you now to open up as broadly, globally as you can to know from the inside of your body, become aware as broadly as you can the body. Sensing physically how the body experiences itself from the inside out. So not so much in the control tower, thinking about or watching or doubting, but to feel and sense the global body in whatever way that is easy. And as you exhale, to soften and relax into this global body. And as you breathe in, to allow or receive the expanding torso, to allow your awareness to spread with the inhale to a global experience of the torso and maybe beyond. And as you exhale, this global awareness of the body gathers, comes back in together, relaxed and soft. As you breathe in, to gently expand the awareness to include your thinking mind, not to be involved in it, but to know that it's there within an expanded space. So thinking is not the central thing going on, it's part of the whole. And as you exhale, to relax the thinking mind. And then in the middle of the whole of who you are, at the center, let there be the grounding place, the settling place in the torso, in the belly, where the sensations of inhale begin. And where the exhale ends, last sensations of the exhale. And follow the inhale as an expansion into the whole. And the exhale as a return to the settling place where the whole of who you are settles and gathers into a rich, vital, core settling place, grounding place. If there's anything that takes you away from the experience of breathing, welcome it into the whole. Let it be part of the whole so that you can stay with your breathing. And as you inhale, awareness expands throughout the body to include it all, without being caught or lost in anything. Everything is included, but only the breathing is at the center. Perhaps you can feel the whole through the silence of the mind. Even if you have some thinking going on, the wider silence of sensing, being aware. The silence that includes it all. And as we come to the end of this sitting, imagine that as the meditation ends, you can still be sitting, but with as you open your eyes, that you can see the people of your life in a situation where nothing needs to be done. You don't have to say anything or do anything. The people are going around their business. They know you're there, but it's wonderful that you're there, but there's no need for you to do anything. And you're allowed just to be quiet, coming out of your meditation, in the midst of all the people, strangers, colleagues, friends, neighbors. And in this kind of peaceful way, to include them in your heart, to include all beings in your heart, as you gaze with them, without the need for anything to happen. No need to judge, no need to protect, no need to care for or do anything. In this peaceful way, to gaze kindly upon everyone, include everyone in your awareness. Allowing your whole heart, your heartfulness, to encompass everyone. And with this big, broad heartfulness, wishing well for everyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free of their suffering. And may it be that this open heartfulness guides how you interact with people today. May it be that your heart supports you to make this a better world for the people you encounter. May all beings be happy. Thank you.